It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than suffering from a made-up ailment. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
On the show, unusual activities done in showers, turbulent air, and scamming scammers. But first, a little bit of show news. Our appearance on CNBC's show American Greed will air on Monday, August 28th. Monday, August 28th, that's when it's scheduled. We're featured in the second hour of the show. So I guess they're doing like two stories and we're the second story.
Yeah.
So check your local listings to find that. And, you know, that has to do with our work with fighting the scammers. So
bad scammers, bad.
No, if they get in my crosshairs, they are.
Yeah.
Good scammers know to stay away. I'm crazy. So, yeah, check that out. I'll probably remind you again at some point. Monday, August 28th, that's when it's scheduled to air. CNBC's American Greed, our latest TV credit. But I want to pose a question to the lady and gentleman of the court. Yeah, that was pretty funny. Do you think empathy is dead in our country? Yes or no?
Yes.
You say yes.
Yes.
I think it's dead, but it's on life support.
You think so? You think it's sick?
It's sick.
Okay. We've got a couple stories that make you a little question about humanity. First one comes from Florida. Of course it does. Group of miners in Cocoa, Florida filmed and jeered at a man while he was drowning in a lake on July 9th. The victim, a 32-year-old disabled man named Jamal Dunn, wandered into a pond near Cocoa's Plaza Parkway after an argument with his fiance, according to reports by Florida Today. He began calling for help, and his calls were heard by a group of unidentified teenagers ranging from 14 to 16. I don't think they were the ones at the jamboree. And the boys got you. I don't think that was these ones.
No.
Who filmed his last footage, who filmed his last moments and called him, quote, a junkie, yelling that they weren't going to enter the pond to help him. This footage was shared on Facebook by Simone Scott, a woman who identifies herself as Dunn's sister. Police found Dunn's decomposed body 3 days later on July 12th and questioned the teens heard in the video. The minors are not expected to face charges, although that might be changing. The Good Samaritan law does not compel you to help.
Well, they don't have that in Florida, I believe.
Right. They don't have, but they do know where a dead body was, and you're supposed to report that. So they might get these kids on that.
Well, here's the thing. They don't. They all did. They did something wrong. But how are they? Did they really know where the dead body was?
Yeah, they saw it go down. Well, I'm going to play some of the audio. I'm going to play some of the audio. You guys can listen to it, and then we'll get into this.
Yeah, he just got in. He's trying to swim.
You a junkie. Get out the water, you gonna die.
Look at that gator coming towards you, man.
Buddy,
we not finna help your ass.
Shouldn't have got in.
Brett drowning, what the heck?
Ain't nobody finna help you, you dumb. Enough got in there. Come on, man.
Buddy off that 40.
Hell yeah, Brady, off the
Yeah, hey, buddy,
I'm dead. 85, dude.
Should
never got
enough. Oh, he just died.
Bro, what?
Hey, man.
So basically what that was is they saw the man go in there. They told him not to go in there. He started sinking. The guy's crying for help.
Who told him not to go in there?
Apparently the kids.
Those kids.
Yeah, apparently.
They were yelling,
and they told,
hey, man,
and they told him to go in there?
No, not to go in.
Okay.
But, you know, he went in anyway, and then he's struggling, and he's screaming for help, and they're mocking him.
Which is kind of weird. I mean, they told him not to go, you know.
He's a disabled man.
Right. So where does your compassion? Right when they're telling him not to go in, you have your compassion. When he goes in, where did they lose their compassion? You know that. You know what I'm. You know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Exactly.
I think when where he became entertaining.
I know what you're saying. You know what
like
I'm saying.
That really
but
is
what
the answer. But what I'm saying,
where did they lose
at
their
first
compassion?
He's just a goof. Don't go in the water. Oh, well, you're gonna go in the water. Grab the popcorn. get the meme ready. We got a show.
Right, but when things get real, you're like, holy smoke, we got to go get him.
Right,
you
right.
You got to get him.
Yeah, at some point you're
like, I can't swim. So I wouldn't be able to go and get him. I would if I had my phone on me. I guess I'm filming. I do.
But
you would call 911.
I'll put it to you this way. Let's say you were hanging out at a pool somewhere. I go, jump in, stupid. And you jump in. And I'm like, holy smoke. And I'll go in and I'll come get you.
Depends on your mood.
But, you know.
People who heard the first part of the show might not agree with that.
And say, oh, no. They'll...
Depends if Joe just fought traffic or not before he told me to jump in the pool.
But you know what I'm saying? Your compassion doesn't change.
But you and I have a relationship. They have no relationship.
But still, there was a compassion there, knowing he was disabled, telling him not to jump in.
Well, they didn't know he was disabled.
Well, they saw a person.
They told him not to go in. They told him not to go
in. Even if you think somebody's a dumbass, you know, it's like, dude, don't go in there because you're going to get stuck in the mud and then
right.
you're not going to be able to get out.
Yeah, somewhere
that compassion
changed. Oh, look
at that. Oh, man. Look at that. Oh my God! He's like stuck and he's going underwater. Oh my God! Call 911!
Right,
get
so,
out! There.
Right. So
like,
the argument is, well, nobody jumped in. But all right, so nobody maybe they were. Nobody called. Everybody thought to pull out a phone and tape it and laugh and taunt the guy.
Yeah.
It's amazing the society we have. When I had that incident where I witnessed the guy beating the 7-Eleven clerk. When they started fighting in the other with two guys and me, two guys pull out their phone and start filming it. I pull out my phone and call the cops.
Yeah.
That's where we are as a society. Now, these guys that were there were, Jesus Christ, 20 years younger than me.
Right.
So they had that mindset that everything has got to be
on
video.
Well, here's something interesting, too. Now, these guys were smoking weed. I've never smoked weed. I know you guys have.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly. Right, allegedly. Right. Pippi Alex. Allegedly. I'm asking, does, like, weed, like, if you smoke enough weed, does it numb you to, like, basic empathy and compassion?
No. I mean, you might.
No,
I mean,
I know,
you,
not at
I know
all
you might think a little bit.
It enhances it, if anything.
Yeah, you're a little bit more sensitive. And the thing is, it might make you a little bit slower to action, but you still would feel the horror of, oh my God, that guy's going to drown.
Yeah, you would sit there and go, we got to call the cops after we eat these Doritos. You know, we'll get around
and,
to it still.
And
you
after
know?
We hide whatever's left over.
Whatever's left over, you know. But, yeah, and it's also.
At least call anonymously.
Yeah, and not
because
only
we're
this
all
story,
wasted.
They had this, the one story, I think it was last week, there was these young girls in a car. The sister was driving,
mm-hmm.
and the car, they're filming. The woman lost control of the car, flipped the car. Her little sister fell out of the car, was dead.
Oh, God.
She gets out, and she starts periscoping the whole thing.
And no.
And her dead sister, I'm so sorry. They're going to put me in jail. Oh, my God.
Was she drunk?
Yeah, she was.
Well, that might explain
she
it.
Was. But still, this is...
Wow.
Do you think it's a youth thing?
I think it's a youth thing based on the society that we're in where people want to be on YouTube.
But that's not just a youth thing. Everybody wants to be on YouTube.
Yeah.
Everybody yeah. wants to
but
be a star.
I
don't think it's an age thing. It might be a decaying of our social norms.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. And I don't want to do a whole political thing, but you like to say President Trump, you know, is not like other presidents. This is true. Things that were never acceptable before are
seem
now.
Seem to be acceptable.
Exactly. So I think that's all. Part of it. Again, I don't want to make a whole political right
I don't
thing.
Think it. I don't think it really has to do with Trump. The desensitivity.
No, I'm not blaming Trump. I'm saying he's a symptom of
but
that.
But with the advent of the internet, and you could
that's
see
all part
anything,
of it.
Right.
It's all part of it.
More than that, World Star Hip Hop, where they show
yep.
all these fight videos and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, sure.
We
yeah.
have been so desensitized as a society that when something goes on, people sometimes lose a sense of reality. Where
well,
they
people
Google
are outraged by this.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
oh, yeah.
Quickly, I want to do another one. We learned that Arizona Senator, former presidential candidate, and former prisoner of war, John McCain, was suffering from a very aggressive strain of brain cancer. The support for him was almost universal. President Obama and President Trump tweeted nice words about McCain. This is before the vote for health care. As did people from both sides of the aisle and all walks of life. It was not a left-right thing. Everybody was supporting Senator McCain. He's very respected.
Yeah.
Even by those who do not agree with him. He's respected in all places by maybe one. I would say the alt-right. Because this is some of the stuff from the alt-right. He's not a war hero. He was a hero because he was captured. No, that's from Trump. Oh, no, that was a quote from Trump.
Yeah.
So I think kind of Trump laid the groundwork for that. Because Trump was the first one to question.
Say something like that.
I mean, I don't know anybody else who would say that. And he got away with it. Everybody thought that would be the end of Trump's campaign.
Right.
and Trump got away. So I think that kind of, that comment, not calling McCain a war hero, saying I like people that weren't captured, I think it kind of laid the groundwork where we can openly disrespect him. The last president for McCain will be Trump. There's some godly justice right there, wrote one user on the politically incorrect message board of social media network 4chan. That's, I guess it's, they get a lot of right-wing memes there. I'm pretty sure that God is punishing him, wrote another user. God made it pretty clear that he supports new right now.
Really?
I mean, listen, these are not the majority of people. John McCain equals warmongering, never Trump, whom I dislike, wrote a user on Gab, another social media network populated by the alt-right. Any death of genuine eternal cuck should be celebrated. John McCain's passing, assuming he passes, will do our race a lot of good, and that's what matters. That was on Reddit. He's a traitor and a psychopath, one responder said. His interests of the, are the globalists. They all need to die faster, the better. Then we straighten things out.
Wow.
So, what do you say? I mean, Joe's not alt-right, but I mean...
Well, yeah, and obviously not. No, I mean, what they were saying is far-fetched. And
well, he's going to die.
Well,
I mean, unfortunately, I mean, I don't mean to be smug about it, but it's very aggressive.
But uncalled for, and I believe the alt-right's probably going to be majority of the religious right. Where
you think that was the religious right?
Oh, absolutely.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
The so religion, much for religion. Well, I didn't see that coming.
No, but the religious, well, like that Baptist church. What's that Baptist church?
Oh,
the
Westboro.
Yeah.
The Westboro Baptist
you
church.
You think it's the same type of people?
The same type of people where they're so bent on their staunch religious beliefs that they believe that anybody that goes against it should die.
Have you ever wished a politician dead?
No.
Have you? I'm pretty sure I have at some point. I'm pretty sure I have, but I never said it aloud.
Yeah, I can't.
I have bad thoughts, and I've revealed I have bad thoughts.
Yeah, I think I've thought bad things occasionally. I just said, oh, God.
But what always pulls me out of that?
I didn't say it.
What always pulls me out of that is, well, you know what? They have a family who is going to miss them very much, and they don't deserve that type of pain. I rationalize myself back to normal human being status.
Well, yeah, and it's like I might not agree with that person right now, but I certainly don't want the president of our country to die. You know, I mean, you know, as much as I might not be happy with him at that moment, or maybe not at all, there are other people that, you know, look up to him and he's our leader. And it's like, you don't want them dead.
When somebody gets ill, you immediately put down your swords. And, you know, or if somebody passes away, I noticed that with a comic friend of ours, you know, him and I argue, he lost his father, you know, totally sympathetic to him, you know, everything will be all right. You know, in the day program, all the rep houses that go against each other every day, we all, you know, everybody's there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You have to put down your sword
when
things like this occur, no matter what walk of life you are or what profession you're in. It's just the right thing to do.
I mean, cancer is the devil that strikes everybody. There's nobody who hasn't been struck themselves or have somebody in their family or friends that's been hit by cancer. And it's like, and if you can't, even feeling it that personally, if you can't see what's happening to him, you put everything
aside.
It's just
But sometimes these religious fanatics don't do that.
All right, I'm going to say, I don't think empathy is dead in our country.
Yeah.
I think we're getting increasingly desensitized.
I do, too.
The more technology we have, the more isolated we become in our own little bubbles, in our own little echo chambers, and we don't talk to our neighbors, and you know, which is stuff we talked about before.
Yeah.
I think we're in trouble. Mm-hmm. I think there's still plenty of good people. I think we need to focus on that. When we come back, something fun.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
All right, we'll do something a little bit more upbeat. Maybe it's upbeat. I don't know. Apparently, a lot of people do strange things in showers.
Who would you tell?
Like, showers I always thought were pretty much for cleaning oneself.
Mm-hmm.
I guess pleasuring oneself.
Mm-hmm.
People do that. Or pleasuring someone else.
Yeah.
I think those are the three main things that people use showers for.
Sure.
I would think.
I'm sure that they'll think of other things.
There have. Apparently, eating oranges in a shower to avoid spilling the juice everywhere. I mean, have we run out of paper plates? Is that where we are?
Are you that sloppy?
Not me.
But I got to take an orange into the shower because it's going to make a mess.
Where are you putting the peels? I mean, are you peeling it someplace else?
I know. I would
rather cocoon myself in Bounty before I would jump in the shower with the orange. What the hell?
All right, so none of us
would do that. No. Imagine finding peels in the soap dish.
Not a bad idea. Drinking beer in the shower. I could see you doing that. You know, you're in a rush. You got to get out. You're late for a gig. But you want a beer.
No, I usually drink after the gig. I don't drink before the gig or in the shower on to get ready. No, that's...
That seems like a dangerous place to drink.
But why do you need... You can't get away without drinking beer for 10 minutes?
You got to be an alcohol. You got
to bring a beer in the shower.
Well, and to that point, I once did that on vacation.
Really?
Yeah, just for fun.
Really? Is that how you let your hair down?
Yeah, I did.
You watered down your Budweiser just a skosh more?
That's another thing. You got to get water all over the beer. You got to water down your beer.
Sounds like a party foul.
No, again, soap dish.
See, I would think if you're going to drink in your shower, you're going to get yourself a nice beach drink with an umbrella. Because the umbrella is going to keep the soapy water.
There's only one little hole in the top of the beer bottle. You just keep that away from the water. You're good.
So you're really not into cleaning yourself in the shower. I mean, because
most of the time. That was one time I had a beer.
Because you got the one. I mean, really, how well are you lathering if you got your hand on a beer?
Not good.
No, not good. You're a skanky hula.
Yeah. Wait, are you new here?
Slightly. Cleaning the shower.
Yeah.
You do this?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yes, I do.
I've never cleaned a shower, so
I have, but I've never done it while I was showering.
Oh,
I do.
What
is the reasoning? You're re-dirtying.
No. Well, I mean, like if you're in the shower and you're like, oh my god, like in between the cracks there's some mold forming. You get the spray and the sponge
while you're showering.
While I'm showering, yeah. I'll start doing that.
That doesn't seem reasonable.
I don't. No, I'll wait. I'll wait to an opportune time. When I'm dry, and I think you go after it and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think if you're multitasking like that, you're not really doing either job particularly well.
Well, I won't do that in the morning.
Just grab your toothbrush, whatever.
No, I won't do that in the morning while I'm trying to get ready for work, but if it's the weekend and I'm like, hey, look at that. That's all scuzzy there. I'll get the sponge.
In my shower at home, I got, it's a white shower. And
of course it is.
And it's white, but I got blue towels. I got these blue towels. And the blue towels, for some reason, it leaves all the fuzzies around.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's
cheap towels. You got to get better towels.
You
got
right.
them at Walmart or something?
Yeah.
There you go. But China towels.
but nonetheless, it is what it is. What happens, it gets all over the shower.
Annoying.
And it was just like bugging me.
So
I was. Now, I didn't do it while I was in the shower, but I got out of the shower, and I'm like, enough's enough. I have to get out of clean.
Yeah, but you got out.
I got
you
out.
You separated the tests.
I got out. I was right at you, but I couldn't do it.
You saw a problem. You finished your first task. You addressed the problem with your second task.
Yeah. But
I think when it comes to showering,
but you were still in the middle of the post-showering activity.
Were you dressed?
No.
No, he's saying...
No. See, that's the thing. It's almost like being in
the
shower.
The poor scrubbing bubbles look up and see that.
Yeah. Their mustaches fell off.
The tiny ball man goes, I want to die at sea.
Oh, yeah. He jumps and gets a life preserver, tries to swim for it.
No, he don't want to swim. He wants to drown
in a
after
toilet.
That. Staring up at your taint.
Meanwhile, there are other kids taunting him to drown.
He threw his anchor in the boat. I give up.
Yeah, really? Ugh. A little clothes when
it's
you
the
clean.
Same thing, but the thing is, like, there is a point where this is bugging the hell out. I got to clean this right now.
I think this one's a little bit more popular than we'd like to admit.
I would think so.
Brushing one's teeth in the shower.
No. No, I don't like that.
Why? You're cleaning anyway.
I wouldn't do it. I don't know.
You spit, it goes down the drain. It makes sense.
Yeah, but if you got to spit, you got to make sure it goes down the drain, you know?
I don't like
the water off your butt is going the same place as the spit from your mouth. I mean, really, we're going to be that particular at this point?
Yeah.
I just don't like having my toothbrush in the shower with me because there's no place to set it down.
Yeah.
You can put it in the beer bottle.
When you rinse, now you gotta work around the schmutz till it gets down the drain.
You said schmutz and we're pointing to your junk. Is that what you call it?
He always has to work around his schmutz.
He's walking around his schmutz.
That's what it's called? I thought it was.
Jeez, Joe, schmutz. I'm working around your schmutz. It's in the way.
Have you seen Joe's schmutz? We've all seen his schmutz.
We've all seen.
This one I think is more popular than people admit. Peeing in the shower. I think if you're a pool peer, you're a shower peer. Because you don't care where you pee.
I won't pee in the pool, but I
you
have
will pee in the pool?
No, I won't.
Oh, I thought you thought I will pee in the pool.
No.
But I draw the line in the shower. Good day, sir.
No, but there have been moments where it like the water running, like I had to pee so bad, I'm like, oh, screw it.
The toilet's not a block away.
I know, but now I'm completely drenched. I would have to towel all the way down.
Oh, my God.
It's just,
note
no.
to self, never shower at Pip's house.
You haven't even seen Pip's house.
But you don't want to.
No, you don't. It has happened.
That is gross.
It's going down this.
And it's a girl. I mean, it's made up with a guy. At least we can aim for the day. Yeah, it's like, you know, catch as catch can.
You're
running down your leg. But and then you put that soap on you, and then Mr. Healing's come in, and he's going to say, they talked about this on Friends, after you just wash to pee off your leg, the first thing he's going to do is wash his face with that same bar of soap. He's got your pee on his face, and he didn't have any of the enjoyment that's usually associated with that.
Actually, we have
you're agreeing.
Yeah, bravo.
No, we have two bravo. Bathrooms.
You have, so you separate bathrooms?
Yep. It's my shower alone.
Oh, so you could just pee to your heart's
content. I could pee all over the tiles if I wanted.
Luckily, this is when I feel like it.
Let the cat play with it first.
Sure. Let it harden up. I won't shower for a few days.
Can you imagine? What is that in the tub? Oh, my God.
You are
a beast.
Candy bar.
My God.
Only at home, and it's like all of a
only
sudden.
Only at home.
What? And then,
nobody's inviting you over after this admission.
No. Yeah. Yeah, but it's like all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, I can't hold it in. The water running made me have to pee so bad.
You're ridiculous.
It's happened.
Pretending you're in a musical, like where you're singing with choreography. I don't think that's wise. Choreography, you're going to slip. You're going to get
gonna
hurt.
You're going to slip.
You
know, yeah.
Yeah. You can't. I'll do that in my car. That's a car activity. Mm. As Joe likes to call it, the naughty finger, I will do the naughty finger.
Naughty finger.
I will naughty finger to strange people next to me in the audience that is not there.
No choreography in the shower for me.
No. Be a human fountain. You ever take the water and like...
No. And shoot it out of your mouth? And
well, we know you shoot it out of other places.
That's not water. But no.
I could see you doing it.
I think
yeah.
I have once.
Once? Was it a bad experience? Somebody threw pennies at you and you're like, never again?
Well, no.
Three coins.
Hey, I'm not a real
fountain.
Knock it off! All right. What do we got next? I don't know. You'll see.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davinston.
We are back. Hope you guys had a chance to go to the bathroom and do what you need to do in the shower.
Yes.
Let's do some turbulent air. There we go. I actually found it the first time. It's always a nice surprise when that happens.
This is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see a beautiful, serene river. If you look to your left, majestic mountains. Uh-oh, straight ahead, it seems like we have a big black cloud. We're going to need you to fasten your seatbelts, folks, because it looks like we're in for a turbulent flight.
Chloe King was a passenger on an overnight flight to Paris from Charles de Gaulle in May. I think I'm actually going to be stopping at that airport.
Oh.
She was in a window seat, a seat in a row of three with a man in the middle, seat and another woman at the aisle. She rode at medium. That's a website. I woke up right before landing to have a flight attendant call me to the back of the plane. Shh, you need to come here. And inform me that the man sitting next to me had been masturbating beside me while I slept.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah, sorry. You won't even do that in a shower. The woman to his other side saw it happen and asked to be moved. And the French police had been notified to arrest the man upon landing. They just wanted to let me know. Miss King says she was appalled that when the incident was first reported, the cabin crew did not wake her up immediately and move me to a safe place.
<Her words. laughs>
She's covered like a snowflake. After she was informed, she asked to sit anywhere else on the plane for landing, but was refused.
Could you ask the guy that was doing it, could you wake her up? You look like you're good with your arm. Yeah.
We don't want to ruin your rhythm, but a quick nudge.
Yeah, we don't want to wonder. Yeah, a quick nudge.
We see you got your own thing going.
We'll get you off for good behavior. Get you off.
Huddle a huddle. Instead, they made me climb back over the sex offender.
No!
I didn't want to get stuck, trapped between him and the window for the rest of the flight. I was shaking and crying not to get sick. I'll never know what exactly happened on that flight. Well, you have a good idea.
Yeah, you do.
But I wonder what the movie was. I'll tell you. But I do know I'll never feel completely safe flying again. You know, when I fly, I don't usually worry about the masturbator. I worry about crashing. Yeah. But that's me. You know, if it's a choice between crashing and masturbating, I'll take the guy whacking furiously. But that's just me.
Can't we have both?
You know, if it's a choice between... I guess we can. You know what? If we are about to crash and I see the mountain, I'm gonna start whacking furiously. I got just enough time.
Is that how you want to meet God? For God to look at you go, put that away.
Well, he made it.
Well,
I'm sure he'd want to see if it's working.
Yeah.
If I'm flying solo, I might as well love myself.
You might as well fly solo.
Yes, I might as well fly solo. And an American Airlines airplane to I'll never feel safe flying again. Add an American Airlines airplane to the long list of places where, as a woman, I feel anxious and vulnerable. All right. I think they should have woken her up when they figured out what was going on.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, you know you're torn. You don't want to disturb her. But if you're going to tell her at all.
Yeah.
There's no point in telling afterwards. But why wouldn't you tell the guy, hey, knock it off?
But there had a bit of, just think about what happened when it was discovered. People are running over. People are grabbing him. The woman is, like, yelling. The first woman in the eye is, oh, my God, I got it. Yeah, and this woman is soaring wood.
Well, yeah. she probably took something to make her sleep.
I guess.
And he probably took a Viagra.
Yeah.
This ain't gonna put itself away.
And gave her something to make her sleep.
But, I mean, I don't understand why you're moving the women, or the one woman, leaving this one. You move the man. Masturbator.
Yeah.
I mean, I know nobody wants to touch him. You don't want to take him by the hand. I get it.
Yeah, but who knows? You don't want to take him by the hand. But who knows that that's where he's going to stop? Maybe he's going to be like, oh, she looks pretty good.
I'm really doing with the blanket. You know, you never recycle. Put on it for the
next defense. And this guy's defense, he probably paid for the blanket, so he might as well enjoy it. They don't just give you the things free anymore. So he's getting use out of it.
Yeah. Well, he's getting use out of it. No, it's ridiculous that they
should have moved her seat.
They should have moved her.
Somebody's seat should have been moved.
Yeah.
They should have been like, sir, can you take her to the bathroom?
Yeah, really.
You could see, even if there wasn't room on the plane, you sit over by where, look, we're going to be landing in an hour. Sit by where the stewards sit. And you could sit there. The flight crew sits. So, you know, just put her back there and make her climb over the guy.
That is
left.
The part.
This is your captain speaking. We're making our final approach. We're going to need wheels down and flies up.
Hands in the upright position.
I'm guessing he had a much more comfortable seat than I've ever had on an American Airlines flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't even move your arm.
No,
and coach.
I mean, really?
How did he manage
to move his arm?
I should teach classes.
Yeah. How to get really cozy.
Yeah. If you don't have a lot of room and not much to work with, let me teach you how.
Yeah, right.
I would have been duct taping this guy to the jump seat and saying, that's it, you.
His tray had to be in the upright position.
Something was.
I think they're going to have to make now, if you want to masturbate in your seats, there's going to be an upcharge.
Mm. Yeah, upcharge.
You know,
see what
maybe
you did there.
More leg room, more hand room. All right, scamming scammers.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, we will do some scamming scammers. I just got to find the clip. When we last left off, I believe we were having a discrepancy in the way I would send the money. Was that what it, Pip?
I think that was the problem. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, that's right. You were talking about the different ways that you might be able to send it. And you made up something about the golden something?
She wanted it MoneyGram.
And you wanted GoldenGram.
I wanted to send it GoldenGram.
That's it.
Then you start singing the song to her?
No. I was trying to listen to a Meatloaf song, deep cut. Right.
And she wouldn't shut up.
Yeah, something off the back wall. All right, here we go. A little scamming scammers. All right, we will continue on April 6, 2017. We'll continue with that conversation. This is Jane. So I just get upset with her about the money. I say, always the money. Can't we just have one damn moment? That's where I last left off with her. And she responds, "We can, but I told you about what I'm facing here just because of our relationship. I do borrow Wi-Fi here." I go, "No, you're facing it because you have a S attorney and decide to run off to Nigeria. I'm new to your life. Don't blame stuff on the past administration, you hack."
Oh, wow.
A little politics. Every they all do. It was always the past administration's fault.
Of course it was.
I'm not going to let her do that.
No.
She goes, "Okay. We could only have a good time here when I have my internet." I go, "That'd be nice." She goes, "I'll be glad to see your messages very soon, but you must go to the bank today." I go, "Must I?"
Yes, if you want any of that good loving.
She goes, yes, because we need to be at peace with each other. You know what I mean.
Oh.
I go, "Really?" She goes, "Yes, honey." Really? Really? Really?
That's a lot of really.
It is a lot of really.
It doesn't even kind of make sense
right
now.
Sounds like us in a car.
Yeah.
That's
what I said to her. She goes, "What do you mean to say? Really?" That's what I'm saying to her. She goes, "Okay, I love you, and I will be expecting the info to track the transaction." Really?
No. She's like, "I'm going to kill him."
She goes, "Thanks for being here for me, honey. Kisses." Really? Really?
Wow.
Can I stop for a second? She's being so cold.
Yeah.
And not emotional, where somebody that was unfortunately all in on this would be like, "Well, I'll get it to you. I thank you." And he's like, "Really? Really?" Yeah.
This is what's coming across her screen.
Yeah. You know.
Really?
She goes, "Okay, good night. I have to sleep now. I was stressed today at school." I go, "Really?" She goes, "LOL, funny dude, funny husband." I go, "Funny? I think I just had a keystroke."
What, a keystroke?
"I think I just had a keystroke."
Oh, God.
She goes, "Why?" I go, "I feel tingly and couldn't stop typing, really. Ow."
I had a keystroke. Was it a grand mal keystroke?
She goes, "Sorry, try to rest. Good night." I go, "Not sure if I can. Good night, sweet Jane." So I have introduced a brand new affliction.
Really?
Really.
Really?
A keystroke.
What, you don't like?
I do. I do.
Yeah, a keystroke.
It could be a type of stroke.
I like when I all of a sudden all these letters come up and somebody says, "Oh, cat."
What?
When your cat walks across the keyboard,
uh-huh,
and they write nonsense letters, like it doesn't even look like a typo. It's just like gibberish. It means the cat walked across the keyboard.
Oh, okay.
It's like what you did.
I'll have Maui help.
There you go.
Hey, why not getting published?
Sure. Why not?
Now he could be a writer on the show.
Cat wants royalties.
Everybody wants royalties.
And he's not going for Friskies. I ain't going for, I want dough.
Cat eats well. All right, April 7, 2017. At 1:59 a.m., she writes, "I'm sure you will go to the bank this morning to send the money, thanks." At 1:14 p.m., she writes, "Good morning. I told Posey Perry today that you are sending the money by my name. He said I won't be able to receive the money because I am not a citizen of Nigeria, so kindly send it by the name of the address. Do you understand?"
Oh,
what a bunch of garbage. So they couldn't do that. She must have reported to the boss.
And he's like, "I can't put it in that name.
You can't put it in Jane Faircloth's name.
Because she doesn't exist."
Right.
Idiot.
So if you live in that, if you live in a foreign country, apparently, you can't get money.
Okay.
From that, which is a bunch of garbage.
Yes.
She goes, 3:34 p.m. "Are you with me?" 4:17 p.m. "Please, darling, I know you could do more than this. Please, have time for me and go to the Walmart."
Is she running a telethon?
Yeah.
It sounds like she's running a telethon.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Jerry Lewis isn't there with her to cry and look at you.
Oh, yeah, and there are terrible songs being sung in between each one of these "please."
Yeah.
"I love you." I go, April 8th. I don't even respond to her that day. I don't even respond
to her. Wow. Really?
9:59 a.m., I write, "Bad news. Really, really."
What's the bad news?
I'll tell you after the break.
Oh!
This is Davin's Den.
It's Davin's Den.
All right, so I just had a keystroke, and she still wants money, and I gave her a couple of reallys.
A lot of reallys.
I have. Then at 11:15 a.m., she goes, "What happened? Tell me." At 1:12 p.m., she writes, "King of Insult, Rockles dies." This is just when Don Rickles had died.
Rockles.
Oh, Rockles.
Oh, no. Dick Rockles. Oh, it's awful.
I go, "Were you a fan of Rockles?" She goes, no, I heard the news. I go, what comedians do you like? She goes, Davin Rosenblatt.
Ah, pandering.
You know, Rockles, that would be like if he was on the Flintstones.
Yes, that would be his name. Yes.
That would be his name. That probably was that.
No, that's just such a pandering answer.
I thought it was sincere.
Sure you did.
I go, funny, thank you, but seriously, who do you think is funny? She goes, Rockles is funny, but you are the best for me, darling.
Rockles.
Bonnie, we're going to go see Don Rockles. He's going to insult you, Fred. Don't worry, Bonnie. Nobody can hurt me.
I go, you are so sweet. I go, I like Chris Rock. He is funny.
Chris Rock.
You know what? It's like, fits it like Chris Rock. There's some guy doing Chris Rock's act there, but his name is Crick Ray. It's like the downgraded version of something.
It's a cover
comic. The cover comic.
It's sort of like the alternate dimension.
Right.
I'm coming up with this in the moment, though.
I know.
It's like when you buy soda from Walmart, it's like sort of like the name
Peppy
brand.
Up.
Yeah, yeah, so I...
She goes, okay, how was today? Were you stressed? I go, they are making it so my stressors are reduced right now. She goes, thank God. Have you eaten? And what's the time now? I go, very late at night, not eaten. What time is it where you are? She goes, OMG, why, dear? She goes, it's 8:35 a.m. here, and I am at home. I go, that is nice. She goes, why didn't you eat, honey? I go, IV. She goes, what's IV? I go, the Roman numeral 4.
What?
Let's see, bringing vaudeville back to this.
Why not? Hello.
Oh, shut up. You entertain the scammer.
You know,
I'm sorry I'm not giving the A material to this Nigerian scammer. I apologize.
There's going to be some point in time, maybe tomorrow, maybe 9 years from now, where you're going to be in a situation, you know, well, they're on IV. Do you know what that means? The number 4?
See, it's classic.
This is no time to be an idiot, you know.
If they said that in the movie Airplane, you'd be laughing your butt.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes.
That actually was an Airplane-esque answer.
It was. Yeah.
She goes, okay, did you see the message I sent you to you, what Posey said? I go, it was a joke, hun, right over your head. I go, it is short for intravenous. She goes, it's never a joke, it's how it goes here. I go, do you know what intravenous is? No Google. She goes, within or into a vein. I go, you looked that up, didn't you, LOL? She goes, no, I didn't, I don't have the internet for that. I go, internet works for more than Facebook.
Oh, wow, she's so dumb. And it's like, oh, you're a great vet assistant. You don't know what IV means.
Well, she says she does.
Uh-huh.
I know what it means. The number 4.
I go, internet works for more than Facebook. I go, it helped you learn about Rockles.
Yes, it did. In the alternate universe.
Sure.
For comedians.
She goes, I don't have internet for that, I said. Are you still sending the money? I go, of course. She goes, when? I go, when I can. She goes, when will you be able to? Please consider me what I'm facing here. I go, you think I do not? Really?
Oh, no. He's having a keystroke again.
She goes, about what? I know you consider, but you know I need it in time. I go, not in my control. At. Really? Really?
Oh, no. He's gone off. He's having annoying Tourette's.
What's not in your control? My ability to pay you money, really.
So I told the bank. Told the bank that about a month and a half ago.
And they said, really?
Yeah.
And you said, really?
No, really.
She goes, yes, darling, I need to buy some foods and renew my internet bill. Really? I am aware, really.
Oh, no. He has the Tourette's bad.
I do. She goes, why and how? I go, really? Really? Really?
It's a verbal tick.
Hospital, really?
You're trying to tell her about having the IV in your arm, and she's just going, please, I need money.
She goes, please stop that. Really? I go, really? Really? Really?
Please stop that. No, I mean, stop that.
She goes, you went to the hospital, or what do you mean? I go, can't, want to, really, yes, need you now more than ever. She goes, I see, but I want to ask you some questions with straight answer. We'll try my best.
I think you're having a real stroke.
I'll try my best.
She goes, okay, when are you sending me the money? Really? Really? Really?
Oh, my God. You're having a stroke.
I'm having a keystroke.
Really?
What, Joe, not to say that? Just kind of looking up to the heavens.
You know, what am I getting? Really? Nobody's backing down. You know what? You want to know what I'm staring at? Nobody's backing down here.
Really?
Nobody is backing. No. Everybody's got their agenda, and nobody is backing down
my
here.
My king, I need the
and
money.
And it's just both of them bullheading their way. Nobody's backing down. It's getting insane.
Nobody's conceding what BS this all is.
This is a much different character than I've played before.
Totally.
She goes, OMG, so sad. I go, I know, honey, but they are hopeful they can help me. Don't cry, really. She goes, who can help you? I go, doctors. She goes, are you in hospital? And why? I go, yes, sick. Truth be told, they say you are the cause.
Sad face.
Oh, wow.
She goes, how? We could have been in peaceful position, but you were treating me like a slave. But remember, I'm a woman.
What?
Wow.
What?
No. Really? 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 Capitalized. Really? Exclamation point capitalized. How? Please don't say such things.
Really?
I'm a woman. Hear me roar. Really? Take your money and now it's gone.
I'm stuck
dealing with this dope.
I'm a lady, not a whore.
She goes, I'm telling you, my mind, darling, you brought out cry from my eyes so many times just because I need money from you. Really? Really? Really?
I'm killing this
But she's
person.
Still staying. This
she's
is what
still
I'm saying.
Keeps talking to
They're
him.
So bullheaded. She's still staying. I would have split about a minute and a half ago.
Oh,
that's why you don't have that gig.
I don't want that gig. It's
been,
awful.
I'm out of here.
You.
Really?
You have to deal with me anyway.
Oh, my God. Really?
Really? I go, damn, now monitors are going off. Nurse is coming. She goes, Do you want us to be a peaceful atmosphere, darling? Are you there? Hello? Darling? Are you there? And that's where we'll end it.
And scene. Oh, my God. Really?
You likey?
Yes.
All right.
I can't believe that worked.
Of course it did. I'm a genius. All right. Listen to the whole show unedited at davinsden.com. Listen on iHeartRadio. Listen to us. Like us on Facebook. Follow us at Davin's Den. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.